33 degrees at 8:56. Time to check on commodity markets this morning with Merrill Crowley from Midwest Market Solutions in Watsika. Good morning.
Hey, Brian. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. What are the markets doing so far today?
Well, we got some good news about the coronavirus. Seems to be slowly declining based on current price level. Production expansion of corn and soybeans should be decreasing, not increasing. Yet we continue to see analysts saying we will see large acreage increases next year, and that doesn't make much sense. The USDA increased meat and poultry production by 2.7% and egg production by 3%, yet there was no increase for corn feeding. They have soybean meal use rising less than 1.5%, and sorghum, oats, and barley feed use were up, but not enough to explain how we can produce more meat and eggs without increasing corn usage. With approximately 19% of the corn crop being sold on average for the last 10 years, during the month of February, will basis and spreads continue to remain strong. In my opinion, U.S. dollar strengthening along with the Brazilian real weakening may be the two most important fundamentals pressuring corn, soybeans, and wheat in the U.S. For today, we have March corn at 383 and a quarter, up 3.5. We have May at 387, up 2.75. We have Dees at 393 and 3/4, up 1.75. March wheat, 546.5, up 4.5. May wheat, 546 and 3/4, up 2.75. July wheat, 546 and 3/4, up 1.75. March soybeans, 890, up 5.25. May soybeans, 901 and 3/4, up 4.5. NOF, 922 and a quarter, up 3. Feeder cattle for March are 134.25, down 42. April, 136.25, down 47. May feeders, 137.87, down 60. On the live cattle, February, 118.65, down 42. April, 116.72, down 45. June, 109.05, down 7. Lean hogs for February are down 2.5 at 56.10. We have April at 64.85, up 60. We have May, 73.90, up 10. Yesterday, there was a sale of 800 head of live cattle in Colorado at 120, which is a dollar lower than last week's trade. However, the USDA has cut its forecast for 2020 U.S. beef exports marginally in yesterday's supply-demand report, which was disappointing. After the futures closed lower yesterday, why would the packer be willing to pay more than 119? Lean hog futures yesterday were pressured by weak wholesale pork values. The afternoon pork carcass cutout value was down 137. The Iowa-Minnesota cash hog price was up 14. Futures trading involves substantial risk of loss. Not suitable for all investors. Past performance not indicative of future results. This is Merrill Crowley of Midwest Market Solutions. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Merrill. It's 33 degrees at 8:59. Cloudy skies today. Snow becoming likely this afternoon. A high of 35 degrees. Tonight, snow likely down to a low of 21, expecting 2 to 4 inches of total accumulation by tomorrow morning. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. 33 degrees at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned. 1A is next.